Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God. For God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. Our second scripture is John 3:16, and it will be presented and performed in this way. In the city of Chicago, one cold, dark December night, a blizzard was setting in. A little boy was selling newspapers on the corner. It was so cold that everyone had gone home. He was left alone in the cold. He walked up to a policeman and said,
"Mister, would you happen to know where a little boy like me could go and spend the night in a warm place? You see, I've been staying in this little box around the corner down the alley, and it's so cold tonight. It sure would be nice to have a warm place to stay."
The policeman looked down at the little boy and said, "You go down the street to that big white house and you knock on that door. When someone comes to the door, you just say, 'John 3:16, and the person will let you in." So he did. He walked up the steps and knocked on the door. A woman opened the door. He looked up at her and said,
"John 3:16.
The woman said, "Come on in, son." She gave him a seat in a cushioned rocker by a warm fireplace, and then left the room. The boy sat there for a while and thought to himself,
"John 3:16? I sure don't understand it, but it sure does help a cold boy feel warm."
Just then, the woman came back in and asked him, "Are you hungry?" He said,
"Well, yes, I haven't eaten in a couple of days, and it sure would be nice to have something to eat."
The woman took him in the kitchen, and he sat down to a table full of wonderful food. He ate and ate until he could eat no more. Then he thought to himself,
"John 3:16? I still don't understand it, but it sure does make a hungry boy feel full."
The woman took the boy upstairs to wash his face and hands. As the boy washed his face and hands, he thought to himself,
"John 3:16. I still don't understand it, but it sure does help a dirty boy feel clean."
As the boy finished washing his face and putting on the new pajamas the woman had gave him, she took him into a room, tucked him into a big feather bed, pulled the covers over him, kissed him goodnight, and turned out the light. As he lay in the comfort of his bed, he looked out the window to see snowflakes coming down on a cold and wintry night. He thought to himself,
"John 3:16? I still don't understand it, but it sure does help a tired boy feel rested.
The next morning, the woman came to invite him to breakfast. He hurried to the table, and it was spread with food, and the boy ate until he was filled. After he ate, the woman gave him a seat in the rocker before the fireplace. She picked up her Bible and sat in the chair beside him to read. She looked into the young boy's face and asked him gently, "Do you understand John 3:16?" The boy replied,
"Ma'am, I don't know what John 3:16 is. The first time I ever heard it was when that policeman told me about it last night and said to use it."
She opened her Bible to John 3:16 and began to tell him about Jesus. Right then and there, seated in the rocker before a warm fireplace, the young boy gave his heart to Jesus. He thought to himself,
John 3:16. Still don't understand it, but I know this. It helps a lost boy feel found and safe.
You know, I have to confess that I don't understand it all either. How God was willing to send his son to be born in a stable and to live our life and to die our death on a cross, all for you and for me, that we may have eternal life. That is a love that I'm not sure I fully understand, but it sure gives one hope and makes life worth living.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We're in a series called All I Want for Christmas. There are many gifts that we could receive, many good gifts, but the love of God in Jesus Christ is the greatest. And the good news is this, John 3:16 is for everyone. John 3:16 is for little boys, little girls, for men and women. John 3:16 is right here. And it will be given to every single one of you who come and receive today. Love came down at Christmas. We're receiving that love today, but we also want to pass it on to others. Because that's God's intention. We love because God first loved us. And so as we receive anew this gift today of love, begin thinking about the gift that you want to give others. I love receiving gifts and I love giving gifts. And I know, again, this year we'll do a lot of that. But I'm really planning on thinking about how Polly and I can give a gift of love to someone. There are many different ways. And we would like for you to think about how you could give a gift of love. One of the things that you'll be invited to do, if you feel so led as you come forward for communion, is Susan Presser will be up here. We have some addressed envelopes to Dreamer Austin, who is in Raleigh Correctional Center and due to extenuating circumstances is no longer permitted to come to church here. She is incarcerated and her privileges have been taken away. And if you're so led, we don't have one for everyone, but perhaps one per family, or especially if you know Dreamer, take a card, write her a little note. It's already been addressed, Raleigh Correctional Center, Center for Women, 1201 South State Street. Fill it out and just express a little bit of your love to her, that you're thinking of her at Christmas, and then put a stamp on it and mail it. You may want to participate in the coat drive that we have that's going on. Very, very relevant for this time of the year when it gets colder. Otis and his family and several others are going through Southeast Raleigh and making sure people have coats. Gary Churchill spoke last week. He's going back to Warfield, Kentucky, to Ward Mobile Home Park, where he and several others were during the ASP trip, Appalachia Service Project, a couple years ago. And he's maintained relationships with those people, and he's going to take some coats, and he's going to do lots of things up there. He told us about it in his mission moment last week, but there are many different ways that we can share love. As I like to say, the best expression of love sometimes is just T-I-M-E, giving someone your time. You know, someone once said that that you can give without love, but you can't love without giving. So today, we begin the Advent season, first of all, by receiving John 3:16. Are you cold of heart? May it be strangely warm today. Do you feel out of sync? Maybe like you just can't quite get in the spirit? It's okay. God comes to you where you are. God comes to me where I am. And He sits with us until we can get in sync with Him. God's 3:16, it comes to us today however we need it. And as we receive it, then we go forth to share it. You know, I think about that story of the little boy selling newspapers in the city of Chicago on that cold, cold, cold night. There are other little boys and girls and men and women out there. And our church is very, very much involved in serving persons through all sorts of missions. Find out what we're doing as a church during Advent and during this Christmas season and participate. But know that each and every day, as you wake, you can simply pray this prayer. Lord, to whom can I share your love with today? There'll be someone across your path, and perhaps it could just be a certain word that you share with them, or a little token of your time and your love, devotion. Every day you can give something to someone who crosses your path. Please know this. No labor of love, when given in Jesus' name, is ever in vain. We may think that the gift that we give is small, but when it's given in love, it's not in vain in Jesus' name. Just think about the revolution that could take place if Christians all over the world today were so filled with the love of God that it just spilled out to their families, to their neighborhoods, and indeed to the whole world. Well, guess what? That's happening. It's happening right now, all over the world. And we get to be a part of it. So the invitation today is just simply, hey, let's receive the best gifts this year, and let's give the best gifts this year. Let us pray. Gracious God, out of all the gifts that we could receive today, the gift of John 3:16 is the best. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you so loved us, that you gave something for us. And thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that as we receive your divine love, that it can minister to those parts of our life that so much need it. There's a brokenness sometimes, Lord, in our life, and your love has a way of mending things. Your grace has a way, Lord, of washing over hurts. Your grace has a way of empowering us when we struggle over different temptations and we learn to overcome them by trusting more and more in you. Your love comes to us in so many wonderful ways, and we open our hearts to receive it today in the way that we need it most. And we confess our sin. That so often we have chosen the lesser gifts. We have chosen so many times, Lord, possessions over relationships. And we repent of that, for we know that it's relationships that count the most. So as we begin this Advent season, Lord, forgive us of our sins, for we have not heard the cry of the needy. We have neglected, Lord, the plea of those all around us. But together as your people, we can change. and we can share and we can open up our hearts to give. So as we repent of our sins and receive forgiveness, Lord, open our eyes to see the persons you'll bring across our path in this Advent season that we can give the gift of love to. Gracious Lord, pour out your Spirit on us gathered here this morning and on these gifts of bread and juice. And make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Father Almighty, now and forever. Amen. And now with the children, now with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.